This podcast is a Majestic Giraffe production. For more information and more content, visit majesticgiraffe.com.
But I was going into Toshi Station to pick up some power converters.
Droids are clean, the vaporizers are patched, and the speeders fuel. It's time to pick up some blue milk and power converters. You're listening to Toshi Station Radio, brought to you by the Majestic Giraffe Network. Now here are your hosts for the Snarkiest Podcast in Star Wars and Geek Culture, Brian and Nancy.
From the outskirts of Anchorhead and on the shores of the Great Chott Flats, you're listening to Toshi Station Radio, the bright center in the universe for all things Star Wars and geek culture. I'm your host, Brian, and with me, as always, is my co-host and wife, Nancy.
Hi!
On today's episode, we're talking about the big Marvel movie news, Big Hero 6, and screaming about diversity. It's an important thing. Why should we do it? You'll find out. We're about to get started, so sit back, grab some power converters, and enjoy the show. Hey, before we get too much further, we've got a guest on the show today. Hey, it's Bria from the blog.
Hey guys!
Did we settle on you're the band leader? You're our Max.
Yeah.
You're our Max Weinberg. Okay, I'm glad we have come to that. Conclusion.
Bria from the blog sounds better than Jenny from the block.
Oh my!
Okay. All right. Then a note from our sponsors. Toshi Station Radio is brought to you in part by Audible.com. Listeners to this podcast can get a free audiobook by signing up for a free trial. Click the link on Toshi-Station.net for more details.
And we're also brought to you in part by Her Universe. Flaunt your world with Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel, Transformers, Doctor Who, and other fandom-inspired wardrobe and jewelry. Click the link on our blog to purchase awesome geek gear and keep the lights running on the podcast.
And you got something new from Her Universe today.
I did. I got the Star Wars cardigan, and it's the most amazing thing I've ever worn in my entire life.
That's high praise.
It is. You should all go buy one, even men.
Okay, give me a quick 10-second review of the product.
It's actually warm. I'm saying this as a person who lives in Florida. I wouldn't wear it outside in, like, winter, but it's warm. It's substantial. And it's really cute. And if you can't get away with wearing geeky clothes, I would recommend, trying to get that past your office sensors.
So you're saying the cardigan is geek incognito.
It is. It's my favorite type of geek.
The stealth geek?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And, oh, there's some additional new products that Her Universe has announced.
Yes, the Darth Vader jewelry line to complement the R2 jewelry line that was released at Star Wars Weekends. So if you want to represent the dark side, they've got some necklaces, bracelets, and really cute stud earrings, which I like because I don't like hanging earrings that much.
And cookies, the dark side also has cookies.
I didn't see any cookies on the website.
Damn.
Cookies not included.
Oh.
You have to buy those separately.
And don't forget with Her Universe, every year they do a Cyber Monday sale. So
yes, and you can
that's
get
coming up.
A cute holiday pin.
That's coming up. Stay tuned for that. All right, with that, we go into what's new on the blog, highlighting what we've written, posted on the blog since the last time we got together. There's not a whole lot, despite the fact we've been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So what do we got, Nancy?
Well, we've got a bunch of reviews. The last two episodes of Rebels were Out of Darkness, which I reviewed, and then Brian reviewed the last episode, which was Empire Day. And if you saw Empire Day, you knew it ends on a really mean cliffhanger. So stay tuned on Monday for the conclusion of that. And I think it's safe to say we are all really enjoying Rebels, and it seems to be getting better with each episode.
I think in the next week or two, we're going to do a first half season recap.
Yes.
We'll see if Bria can come back for that, and we might go get our new staff writer to come on for that discussion.
Ooh, yes.
As we ambush her in the chat.
I was just going to say, surprise!
And this reminder, every new episode of Toshi Station Radio is streamed on livestream.com. Join us, join the chat, mock us while we're recording.
Oh, I am nearing the end of Heir to the Empire in my Thrawn trilogy retrospective. The tension is really ramping up, and Luke and Mara are, you can cut the tension with a knife, folks. You really can. It's fantastic. And also, I know I'm a shipper, and there are lots of people who are, but for people who say Luke and Mara were meant to be from the beginning, they're full of shit. Because she did not like him, and that's putting it mildly.
I think the moratorium on spoilers has ended. So, yeah, no.
She wanted to kill him.
Wanted to kill him.
She put a blaster in his face numerous times.
That's how you say I love you in Empireese.
Oh, is that it?
It is.
That's the only way she ever learned to love.
Put a blaster in his face. Somewhere, somehow, that just launched at least 6 or 7 different pieces of adult fan fiction.
I've written some of those. I've read a lot. What do you mean? They've existed for a long time.
Moving on.
In another retrospective, Shoshana, our new blog writer, ambushy person, started a Jedi Apprentice retrospective. So if you are familiar with those books, or not, go ahead and give the retrospective a look at. These are the Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon adventures that were set before the Phantom Menace. Finally, in Bria news, Bria reviewed Mockingjay because she got to see an early screening.
And everybody thank Bria for staying up late and writing that review.
It didn't go well the next morning.
That's why we told you to just wait until the next morning, but thank you anyways.
And then in a move that shocks nobody, or did I mention this on the last? I might have mentioned this on the last podcast. But
well, it's been 2 weeks. Go ahead and mention it again.
Bria told us why Bria Thera needs to be in Rebels.
And stop laughing, everyone, because
I thought it was actually a really good article. And I'm,
thank you.
I mean, I'm not a fan of Bria, but I'm not a fan of her. You know,
Theron, Bria Theron. We should specify.
I'm not a fan of Bria. You
fan
suck,
of Nancy. Gosh.
But it makes sense. Yep,
that's what we had.
I kind of stumbled into the argument as I was writing it.
You're like, oh wait, this actually makes sense. It's not just self-serving.
Basically, yes.
It's like me and my Emperor's Hand argument. Everyone's like, of course you want it because Omara is canon. I'm like, well, no shit, but it actually makes sense.
I kind of want to write a post. Called Why This Picture Needs to Be in Rebels. And it's just...
Yes, you need
just,
to write that.
It's just Mon Mothma, Garn Balibus, and Jimmy
Admiral
Smits.
Akbar.
Thank you. Akbar.
Yeah. I think Akbar's in there.
It's the four of them. And it's...
Looking at that picture of the X-Wing, I want the Rebel crew to go get those schematics.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Would that not be awesome?
Very. Hey, Brian, there's a very nifty feature we have going on the blog right now.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, there's even a G-Doc we have to keep track of who's writing what.
Oh my goodness, it's like we plan things in the background, but I totally forget to look at the document.
Indeed.
Even though your wife constantly reminds you to go look at it.
I'm easily distracted. I'm sorry.
And this is what happens when two of the female staff writers are both on the blog, on the podcast, we team up against Brian.
And before I get
high
into...
five, Bria. High five.
Before I get into too much more trouble, let's slide into Fixer Slash, the geeky things we've been up to in the last week or change, depending on when we last recorded. Nancy?
I've been writing, and I only have 5 more chapters to go. So by the next time you hear from us, I'll be done with my book.
Woo!
And I'm not sure what I'm going to do when I'm done.
Celebrate and then edit?
Probably. I predict there'll be alcohol involved. Shh. Don't tell anyone.
Too late.
Too late. Well, as for me, I tried to go buy a copy of Dragon Age Inquisition today.
Tried.
Tried
How'd
to.
That work out for you?
So, you ever been to a Best Buy and you ask an associate for something and then it takes a half dozen of them 30 minutes to scramble around the entire store with their heads cut off trying to find something that they insist is in stock but probably isn't because an employee stole three copies?
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's the evening I had. So I'll have more to tell you next week, hopefully. Because if Best Buy won't deliver, Amazon will.
Wait, you guys are recording next week? Really?
No, we're not.
Oh, week after next.
We're not recording.
We don't
next
love
week.
You that much, listeners.
Well, also, we won't be here.
Shh. They don't have to know that.
Okay.
That's all I got. Brip.
What did I do? Oh, I made a costume for Celebration. Well, almost. It's almost done.
Yay, you're so far ahead of everyone.
Yeah, but I also haven't done anything for KatsuCon yet, which is in February, so yeah, oops. It's for our group, by the way, in case you're wondering, Brian and Nancy.
I've seen progress of that.
Oh, that's true. You have.
It looks awesome.
I'm enjoying being cryptic right now, and thank you. Aside from that, I've been failing at doing NaNoWriMo. Have been writing fan fiction, though, because that's totally what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to be writing a book. You write short little 2,000 word fanfics. And then aside from that, I've been going to the movies a lot, and I saw Mockingjay on Wednesday night early, and it was kind of awesome.
Writing short stories and fan fiction exercises your writing muscles.
Yes, but it does not help me get to, you know, past the 10,000 word mark.
Yeah, but still, you have to write like a million words before you're actually good at writing. That's the common suggestion. So that's why I wasted my million words with fanfic. I was like, sweet, I wrote a million words of stuff that is on the internet for free and that I'm not actually going to try to sell. Sweet.
Score.
Yep. Have you, by the way, segue, Bria,
yes.
We're going to talk about our new favorite ship. Have you?
Yes.
There's a fanfic on FFN. Have you been reading it?
Wait, FFN or AO3?
I think it's on both. It's a.
Are we talking about the one where they just put up the second chapter yesterday?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I failed at going to sleep at a proper hour after watching the Mockingjay.
Okay, so that's it wasn't the Mockingjay review.
Okay, let me clarify.
Not even long, though, Bria.
Well, here's the thing. It's like I finished editing the review like 11:35. And I was like, okay, cool. Let me check my email. Oh, look. There's Nicole linking me to a new Hera and Kanan fanfic, which I should totally go read and then read another time because precious babies. And yeah. Then it was midnight.
Also, did you see the fan art?
Yes. Yes.
Our readers are so confused. Our listeners are so confused.
Just look up Hera and Kanan. Skip past the stuff that I wrote, and then find the precious, amazing fan art.
This is a time where we can plug the Kanan Hera Tumblr, which is run by our friend Jonah Marie.
Space married.
Yep. See, we're helping people.
Bria, give us a quick definition of space married.
Kanan and Hera. Oh, wait, you wanted it more?
We're going to need to do this on the podcast when we
okay,
when we discuss.
Space married. when two people are partners in absolutely everything who happen to be on a spaceship flying around together and who are almost probably definitely in a relationship. Space married.
So it's common law married, but in space.
Yes.
Excellent.
Example one, Hera and Kanan. Example two, Card and Shada.
That's what I was just going to say.
Space married.
Space married.
Tell your friends.
Tell your friends.
Okay, it's time for Deke's Dirt News from Around Fandom, and we start with a Hollywood Reporter article discussing the security around The Force Awakens.
Yes, it's actually a really interesting article discussing the various leaks, mostly the set photos, but also discussing the rumors and, you know, They don't really go into the validity of the rumors, but it's basically just, you know, how Disney is trying to keep wraps on everything. And it's pretty interesting. Give it a read through. It's, you know, they don't really speculate on a lot of stuff. So it's one of the articles I actually enjoy. And there's been solicitations for the Darth Vader comic, which is coming out in February. There is a fabulous variant cover in which he looks like he's strutting down the catwalk.
Work it, Vader. Work it.
Thanks.
Smize, baby. Smize.
Thank you, Dunk from Club Jade, for that picture in my head that will never go away.
Now I'm wishing I had Madonna queued up on a soundboard.
Here's a question. Can one smize if you can't see their face?
Ooh, maybe.
That's existential.
But just know that Tyra has never been so disappointed in a girl before in her life.
We were rooting for you, Anakin.
We were all rooting for you,
Tiffany.
I love the internet.
In other comics news, the Star Wars comic will be arriving in January, and the Princess Leia miniseries will debut in March.
Hey, y'all, please go buy that Princess Leia miniseries so maybe they turn it into an ongoing.
They're free to buy 5 copies.
Yep. Buy one for all of your friends. 2 copies, actually.
They won't. Oh, speaking of buying things, to prove a point, at Target, they have a Empire Strikes Back t-shirt in the ladies section that is lady sizes, and it's very cute.
Wait. You went to an actual store.
An actual store.
And got a Star Wars shirt.
I did.
Wasn't cut for boys.
Nope, and it was only $12.99.
But Nancy, girls don't like Star Wars.
That's why I bought one, to prove them all wrong.
What does it have on it? You gotta tell us these things.
It's gray, and the, it's got a green, like bright green ringers on the neck and the arms. And it's the one of the old Empire Strikes Back posters, one of the movie posters.
Is it the Han and Leia one?
Yeah, Han and Leia. Luke's kind of in the corner. They look all very distressed, like bad things are happening.
It's Empire. Bad things are happening.
I know. I'm going to search for it now while we discuss the news.
And the news. Yes, continuing on with the news. I actually want to go back to that Hollywood Reporter article for a second, and I have thoughts about this. Go. I'm sure you're stunned.
I am.
I'm increasingly starting to believe that the only leaks or rumors that are legit are the leaks and rumors that have originated from people who were climbing trees at Pinewood.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, every time we hear and we see another article about the security going on this set, I can't fathom for a second that anyone who signs one of those NDAs is just leaking concept art and details to fan sites. I can't possibly believe that's true for a second.
Yeah, and if they are, I have to question their sanity. Because you don't mess with the mouse.
Well, yeah, if they are, you question their sanity, but I don't think they are, because the mouse would have sued them into oblivion by this point.
Yeah.
So, you don't break NDAs. Just come on. It's common sense.
You don't break NDAs ever. You really don't break NDAs when Bob Iger can send all of his lawyers after you. You don't do it. So any rumor you've heard that's not coming from a trade, it's probably crap.
Update on the t-shirt.
Update on the t-shirt. Beep, 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 beep.
I've found an Empire Strikes Back t-shirt on Target's website, but it is not the t-shirt that I saw in the store.
Oh.
However,
wait, there's multiple Empire Strikes Back t-shirts for women.
Yes. Whoa. If you're in the chat, I'm linking the one that's online if you want to go buy it.
And this is why you should always join us in the live stream to get links to things.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same brand, same type of like loose fitting t-shirt. Only it's gray and green, and it's really cute, and I like it a lot. I like it more
than... Oh, that is cute.
Yeah, but I like the other one, the one I bought better.
And moving on with the news. According to... Oh, I'm going to slaughter this name, Tracy, and I'm sorry.
Tracy Canobio.
Thank you. At Lucasfilm. Rebels is going on hiatus next week after the second part of this two-parter airs.
Boo.
And will return January 5th. And now, through the holidays, we're not going to be graced... by Darth Internus. Internus?
Internus.
Darth Internus's life tweeting. Oh, that's a highlight of my Monday.
I like his life tweeting.
I do too. Oh.
Well, here's my question, though. Are we going to get, not about his tweeting, but are they going to
well,
release...
Well, if you have questions about his tweeting, fire away.
I can't answer those, and I don't have any. However, are we going to get the new episode on, like, December 29th?
I don't know.
I was curious about that as well, but I'm thinking it's probably going to go up early because that's what happened with Spark of Rebellion. So I'm definitely going to be checking.
Happy New Year! Here's a new episode of Rebels.
I know, right? I know, right?
Also, I am very much looking forward to next year when we've got a full season run.
Yeah. Are they going to do a full season?
I believe it's a full season, yeah. 24 episodes? 22 or 24.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
More Hera being awesome.
No.
Now, I am curious. I give decent-ish odds that they're going to rerun the first season on Disney Channel proper.
I hope so.
I could see that.
And then just kind of leave it there.
Mm.
We'll see. And finally, an awesome Celebration Anaheim hype video was released, and I'm also very excited now.
Oh my god, it was so good. It was just like everything that I love about Celebration, and the music was all, it just made it want to go now.
Bria, have you done a Celebration before?
Nope.
Never
got to make one before. I was too young and then too broke.
I'm going to forget you said that.
By the way, if Celebration 8 is back in Florida next time, you are more than welcome to crash with us at Casa de Nancy.
I mean, I kind of
maybe. If you don't mind Screaming Child, hopefully.
Screaming Child or free lodging?
But you can help us cosplay Baby.
Ooh!
And Bria is sold. So please bring the next Celebration back to Orlando. Thank you.
Yeah.
And on that note, it's time for Big's Bullshite Episode 7, Rumors and Speculation. By the way, if you're not listening to Rumor Control, that Bobby over at Full of Sith... It's Bobby?
Yes.
Yeah, Bobby, sorry. Over at Full of Sith is putting on... and you're not averse to spoilers, go check that out. He does a really good infrequent podcast to address the crazy crap that comes out as far as rumors go. So check that out. But we've got a little something here. When will we see the Force Awakens trailer? Some say we'll see the Force Awakens trailer all this weekend when it shows for every movie at 100 select theaters. That's the current rumor. Some say it's going to release in The Hobbit. I hope not, because I didn't see the last one and I fell asleep through the first one.
Yeah. Sorry, people.
Some say it's going to just drop during Good Morning America, but my pet theory is that it's going to release during a rerun of Love It or List It.
We are going to love it.
So are you going to love it? Love this trailer or list it?
I just need the trailer to drop, like, for them to give us warning, because I don't think I can take an unexpected trailer.
Although,
don't think they're going to.
Look at their MO over the last 6 months or so. They just drop things on you and then press their fingers together and cackle evilly as Twitter blows up.
My theory is Matt Martin is a troll.
Well, can I give my work number so that he can call me and give me warning like 10 minutes before so I have time to leave the room and sit there and pull my phone up and go, okay.
My current theory is Matt Martin is a Sith Lord, and this is how he's sowing discord among the people to overthrow the government.
But I don't. But see, the thing is that even if they, you know, if they release a trailer, I'm like, am I? I know I'm going to be excited because me. Let's be honest.
What, Nancy? Excited for Star Wars?
I know. But then I'm going to be like, they didn't tell me anything. This is stupid. I don't care anymore.
See, I'm the exact opposite. I don't even care what they show me. But the minute we get like even 2 seconds of new footage, it's going to become
but that's the thing.
That much more real. And I'll just roll around in a ball on the ground and like want
to
cry.
Nancy, I want to pitch this to you. Black background. You see a robed Jedi standing in front of you. You can't quite see his face. He withdraws a lightsaber, lights it up, green blade emerges, and then you see the bearded face of Luke Skywalker.
Okay, but that would be actually something. I think what they're going to do is do what they did for Star Trek, which is basically show footage that wasn't even in the movie of the Enterprise being built. That has nothing to do with the plot of the movie, nothing to do with anything going on, and it's just going to be annoying. So that's my...
You're prepared for disappointment.
Yeah, because I want a trailer that's actually about something.
We're not going to see that for a while.
I know, that's what's so annoying.
That probably gets premiered at Celebration.
Hey, Nancy.
What?
What if they dropped a trailer randomly on December 28th when we're all just standing around together?
Oh, come on! Where's the Wi-Fi? None of us are at a laptop.
But the good thing about that is there's Wi-Fi in Universal now.
Exactly.
Which we learned.
We can totally blog from our cell phones, right?
We can we have to. Mara,
yeah, your phone
go down.
Is giant.
Yes, my new iPhone is indeed giant.
Yeah.
Mara the dog is demanding attention. Mara, what? No, stop that. Okay, shall we get into the crux of this episode?
Yes. Bria, you're on.
Oh, okay. What am I doing?
Well, we got Cammy's concerns, a crap load of Marvel news that we didn't get to when it initially released because we were busy with other things.
Can I pause for a minute?
You need to pause for a
can
minute.
Can we go back to the previous discussion?
We're going back to the previous discussion.
Because Nut said something in the chat that made me really
excited.
We
don't have any formal things to do here.
I just saw it.
Oh, okay.
So, you know how Revenge of the Sith, they had the Obi-Wan monologue and, you know, showed, you know, the shot of Anakin. Nut said that they should use the "When gone am I, the last of the Jedi will you be" Yoda voiceover. That would make me cry. That's what I want. But what I think I'm going to get is the Enterprise being built.
I hope we don't get the Enterprise being built in this teaser trailer.
It's a metaphor. Although if there's an X-Wing, I'll be excited.
I'm so excited for X-Wings.
Okay, now we can go on.
Okay, hey, let's do Cammy's concerns.
It's your fault for not having the soundboard.
We've got a crap load of Marvel news that we didn't get to a couple weeks ago, which is why we dragged in our resident Marvel...
nerd.
Wiki. Our resident Marvel wiki. Bria.
I like nerd better. Or enabler.
Enabler, yes. Holy cow, Bria.
Yeah. I needed a prayer circle when I was at work and watching, because somehow I managed to get the live blog that the Mary Sue, or no, Marvel's live blog. I somehow managed to be able to see that. And I was just out there with my hand over my mouth, trying not to scream at my computer screen every 10 seconds as they came out with something new. So is this where I recap? Would you like me to recap what happened?
Let's recap what happened.
Okay, so to start with, before all of this, what we knew for about the Marvel slate for the MCU coming up was we knew we were getting Avengers 2 Age of Ultron in May 2015. We knew we were getting Ant-Man later that summer. We knew we were going to get a Captain America film. We knew we were getting a Guardians of the Galaxy 2. And we knew probably another Thor film. And they've been talking Doctor Strange and Black Panther. But we hadn't heard anything on casting, any directors, and just, well, we heard some stuff on casting, but that was all bullshit. So that's all we knew. And we got
basically nothing at San Diego Comic-Con or at New York Comic-Con this year. So Marvel, being Marvel, can pull out their whole, hey guys, we're going to have a press event just for us, and it's going to be the snazziest thing you've ever seen, as we announce, first, Captain America 3, Serpent Society, in 2016, followed up by Doctor Strange. And then we move to 2017, where we get Guardians of the Galaxy 2, with a moved up release date, mind you, Thor Ragnarok, Black Panther. And then they slide us over to 2018, where we get, where they say, oh, we're going to get an Avengers. No, I'm sorry. I take that back. Where they say, we're getting Captain America. I mess it up.
That's okay. That's okay.
You have to edit, Brian. You have to edit now. Okay. Then they slid us over to 2018 and go, Captain Marvel. Oh, and yes, we're talking about Carol Danvers. Yay. FYI. Followed up by Inhumans. And then everyone's basically losing their collective shit at this point. And they go, oh, and by the way, I mean, obviously we need another Avengers film in there, don't we? Yes. Yes, we do. And then they put together some little mini trailer with Thanos where it goes, Avengers Infinity War Part 1, 2018, Part 2, 2019. And then everyone died. Because that's insane, and it's what they've been building towards since God knows when, and it's insane. Absolutely insane. Oh, wait. And then they went back, and they said, oh, hey, guys, we've got our person whose name I can't remember off the top of my head. I'm really sorry. I should have put this in the show notes. Here's our casting choice for Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yes, thank you. Hey, let's bring out Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans. And hey, we're all going to sit here and talk and chat, and we'll show you 20 seconds or so from Age of Ultron. And just kidding, Captain America 3 is Civil War and not Serpent Society.
And many Marvel fans suddenly had conflicted feelings.
Yes. So which do you want to tackle first?
Let's talk about Civil War first and maybe give us some background here as to why there are Marvel fans who are both excited but apprehensive about it.
Okay, short version is that the Marvel Civil War from the comics will not work in the MCU. What it was based upon was there was the superheroes had been screwing up. There was a team that ended up killing a ton of civilians by accident. And the U.S. government goes, okay, you guys got to register. So they passed the Superhuman Registration Act or Superhero Registration Act. All heroes had to register starting at a certain date. And if you didn't, the government was going to come after you. Needless to say, everyone falls into one of the two camps and, the pro-registration camp was led by Tony Stark. The anti-registration camp was led by Captain America. A lot of stuff went down. It was a story that could have been good had it... could have been really good, let me rephrase. Had they put it in the hands of the correct writer, at some point in here, Captain America kicks the bucket. But a lot of Marvel fans didn't like it because they thought it just... unnecessarily pitted the heroes against each other. I didn't mind the story, but it was also one of the first big events I ever read. So the problem here is that in the MCU, you do not have secret identities. Everyone works for S.H.I.E.L.D. at this point. So there's really, you know, if they have to register, it doesn't matter whether or not you voluntarily register. You're kind of already registered. So it was no one really knew how they were going to handle things. But the good thing is for the MCU, I think they've said it's going to be more along the lines of, I'm blanking on what it was. It's not going to be like for superhuman registration. It's going to be more of a regulation than actual like identity. So that's the short version on that.
So what about Bucky and, where's the resolution?
Who the hell
there?
Is Bucky? Yeah,
it seems like that might be kind of drifting away from being able to get some resolution between the whole Steve and Bucky thing that we saw in the last cap.
It might, but also what you have to keep in mind is that right after Because Cap dies in right after he doesn't die in the actual Civil War event. He dies right afterwards as consequences, sort of. That's when Bucky took up the shield. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that. And especially whether or not something comes up in Age of Ultron.
If
I am still surprised they're doing this as early as they're doing it, though.
Yeah, I thought that they would save this one for a later phase. But we'll see where it goes. I will say, though, if Bucky becomes Cap and Marvel can't get Spider-Man into the universe to call him Bucky Cap, I'm going to cry.
Someone else will say it.
But it needs to be Peter.
Oh, that was the other reason why Civil War wasn't going to work in the MCU. Because
oh, yeah, it doesn't work without Peter Parker.
No, it really doesn't. Because he's always had one of the most heavily guarded identities, and there was a whole mess with that. But yes.
Okay, well, I guess we just go down the list here. Doctor Strange.
I am so flipping excited for this, you have no idea. As long as they don't cast Jared Leto or Benedict Cumberbatch.
But Bria, Benedict Cumberbatch has to be cast in all the things.
But Brian, Pedro Pascal.
I know! We'd be so much better!
Or Odin Fair.
Yes.
Okay, so really quick.
Yes.
Kind of high-level overview of Doctor Strange.
Sorcerer Supreme was a doctor. Screwed things up a wee bit. Really good at magic. I really like him as a character, especially in a team event, though he can be really good in single books. If you're looking for one easy book to read, that would be Doctor Strange. There's one that Mark Waid wrote. I think it was called The Doctor Is In or something like that. It's Mark Waid writing it with Emma Rios on art.
Ooh.
You should be able to find that fairly easily. He's a pretty cool character, and he's going to be a very interesting introduction or addition to the MCU because he has magic, and we don't really have magic at this point, although post-Age of Ultron, anything's probably game.
So, yes, that's another one. That'll be a new IP coming into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And that brings us to Guardians of the Galaxy 2. More James Gunn, more Chris Pratt being Chris Pratt, and I assume it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, and we are hoping they will bring in some more of the ladies from the comics.
Yes.
I am also hoping that Cosmo, the Russian space dog, will continue to
Cosmo,
appear.
Cosmo, the Russian space dog. Aww.
Yes.
You guys, Cosmo was the best. He calls everyone comrade.
Oh, really?
Yes. You have no idea how badly I want there to be a book. Like, I love the Rocket Raccoon comic book that's out right now. That's him and Groot. I wish Cosmo was with them.
Is there a comic just of him?
Cosmo? Not that I know of.
Boo.
We can get a Howard the Duck.
Marvel, that's how you get me.
A Cosmo.
Marvel, that's how you get me to read comics.
I should tell you about the Pet Avengers, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Pet Avengers? Is that like the Tumblr gift set with the pugs? Because I'd read a comic about that.
Better.
Oh.
Hold on, let me...
You have Nancy's undivided attention.
Lockjaw and the Pet Avengers. It was a 4-issue book where it's basically all of the various pets and such.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, who do you have? Lockjaw, Throg, Lockheed, Redwing, Zabu, Hairball, and Ms. Lion.
Oh, dear. Okay.
But Lockjaw's the best. He's... the pet of the Inhuman royal family, which we're going to get to.
And that brings us to Thor Ragnarok, in which Thor finds out that Loki isn't dead again.
Yeah.
And then Thor turns to the camera like on The Office.
There's this great Tumblr post of a Tumblr chat that essentially says, Thor finds out that Loki isn't dead again. Thor looks into the camera, all of The Office, and then there's some fan art of Thor in front of that wall, windowed wall from The Office, just annoyingly staring at the camera. I feel like that's appropriate.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, I suspect it's going to be loosely based upon the comic arc, which I'll admit I'm not terribly familiar with. The Asgardian stuff was never something I really focused on, but I believe it was Walt Simonson who wrote that back in the day. Should be interesting. I mean, I haven't disliked a Thor film so far, and I really loved The Dark World, so it'll be good.
More Thor Everything is good. And yes. Congratulations, Chris Hemsworth, on being named People's Sexiest Man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, Chris.
Good job, Chris.
Good work on those abs.
Poor Liam. He just can't win.
Oh, can't well, get Katniss.
You know, oh, no. He'd be doing well, except his brother is Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
He's like, damn it, in any other family, I'd be the hottest one.
Aw.
Can you imagine being the third Hemsworth brother, though?
No.
I mean, how much does that have to suck?
I mean, that might be worse than being Clint Howard.
Aw.
Oh.
But Clint Howard's a quirky character actor.
And he's Clint Howard.
And I mean, his brother's a great director, and he's got guaranteed work because he's in all of his movies.
Okay, moving on. That brings us to one of the first announcements that really got my Twitter timeline to just explode in glee. Black Panther.
This is where I lost my shit. I'm sure I'll get comments about me being a bad feminist or whatever, but this is where I positively lost my shit, because Black Panther is so freaking badass. It's the first time we're getting a black superhero in the leading role and not as the, you know, awesome sidekick, which is a big deal, number one. Number two, Wakanda is freaking amazing. Like, you think it's, oh, look, it's a backward African village. Hell no. Wakanda is this technologically advanced society where they just are amazing. They know what's up. And I'm really trying hard not to curse right now because I get really excited about this. And it's just, it's so cool. And we've gotten references to it before, like not blatant references. But I remember in Iron Man 2, there was that big map of where like potential Avengers are. And there was something in Africa. And everyone was like, okay, that's got to be Black Panther and Wakanda. Every time they talk about vibranium, yeah, vibranium comes from Wakanda. Just let that sink in. And this is where I'm going to tell you all my theory about how, okay, they've said that T'Challa will, which is Black Panther's name, by the way. He's also the king of Wakanda, FYI. They said that he's going to be in Cap 3, which is cool and all. However, I have a theory he's going to be in Age of Ultron. Because what are you going to do with a shattered shield? Oh, wait, let's call Wakanda to go get some vibranium and fix it.
I like this theory.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he's rich, he's smart, and he's pretty awesome and can kick some ass, like, all on his own. He doesn't need a metal suit.
So, he's more well-adjusted Tony Stark?
Yes.
Ooh. Although that's not exactly a high bar to clear.
That is not. But he's awesome. Yeah. It's just, so, yeah. I'm gonna be quiet now.
And that brings us to Avengers Infinity War Part 1, because we have to split up all the third part movies.
Okay, I'm gonna take a drink of water, and then I'm gonna go into my rant, so someone fill the space here for a minute.
Okay, and this reminder, Tosche Station Radio is brought to you in part by Audible.com and her universe. Check the links on the blog. Help keep the lights on.
I'm sorry, I've just been talking so much.
And the second Avengers movie will be out in May. A reminder, although I'm sure you know that. And there might be a Star Wars trailer on it.
What?
We'll all die. We'll collectively die.
I know, right?
You'll have to take my body out of the theater.
Also, can Marvel Studios please get the X-Men back so we can have Storm in somewhere in the black background?
Forget the background. That woman is a goddess who was also Queen of Wakanda for a little bit. But well, then stuff
I was
wrong.
Thinking I was thinking cameo, but I'm definitely up for more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Give Marvel Studio back their properties.
Yeah, because then we can get a good Emma Frost, not this bullshit you've been giving us on screen.
January Jones. Why? Why January Jones?
Forever bitter.
Okay, Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
Okay, so you kind of have to talk about these four all as one, because this is them going, like, full cosmic. We've gone kind of cosmic with Guardians of the Galaxy, as in, you know, it's completely different universe, well, different galaxy or whatever you want to call it. But Infinity War is what they've been hinting at since the post-credit scene, or the mid-credit scene, rather, after Avengers. So you guys all remember the part where, you know, the guy's like, oh, yes, Loki failed, blah, 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 blah. And you turn around, you see that purple guy's face, and he smiles. And then in Guardians of the Galaxy, he's like, Ronan, what the heck? You boy, you don't intimidate me. Sit down and shut the F up. And he's in his throne, like this floating throne, this big, giant guy, Thanos, who is an actual badass. I think Guardians of the Galaxy is the one where they first really just laid it down for everyone. So the Infinity Stones. We think we've seen, I think, four of them so far. There's been debate about whether or not the sphere thingy in Loki's staff was an Infinity Stone. But we've seen at least three, possibly four. And then if you get all of them together, whoever wields them can basically F shit up. He's going to be basically unstoppable. You do not want to be the person going against him. And I highly suspect that this will be the part where we see both the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers team up together, because literally there's no other way to stop Thanos when he has the Infinity Glove. Which then brings us to Captain Marvel.
Yes!
Would you guys like to do your... Would you like me to finish this, or do you want to do the feminist rant first?
Finish.
You can okay. finish. Then we'll go into feminist rant, because feminist rants are fun.
Okay. This is true. We love feminist rants. Okay, so short version is that she, for those of you who don't know, who have never listened to our podcast ever before, Carol Danvers was a pilot in the U.S. Air Force. She was a major. She was totally awesome. And then there was this whole accident thing where her DNA gets fused with that of a Kree, which gives her these superhuman powers and makes her pretty awesome. And if, in case you're wondering, the Kree have made their appearance. If you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., just remember, it's all connected. In the past, she kind of got introduced through Mar-Vell. Yes, it's a terribly invented name. But clearly this, and she was going by the code name of Ms. Marvel. She's also going by Warbird and some other cool stuff. But the theory is they might include him, they might not, but they're just kind of leaping to the Kree part. So you can bring in like all these different races and such, which also includes the Inhumans, who are so awesome. They've been hinting very, very heavily, and by hinting, I mean they've basically been taking Gotham sort of bricks to the face at this point in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I hope the other Brian was listening and heard that reference, since he also dislikes Gotham and their reference bricks. But they've been basically saying that the Inhumans are on Earth. They're going to clearly play a part in this universe. They used to be there. Basically, there's a genetic mutation of sorts. Like, the Kree came to Earth and were like, all right, we're gonna do some experimentations on humans and make it a genetically advanced race. And then these genes have continued to go through, like, get passed down to people, but they don't get activated until they go through the Terrigen Mist, which then you have no idea what cool powers you may or may not get. It's completely random. And it's pretty crazy. And they've got an awesome royal family. Black Bolt can't talk, because if he does, he'll basically destroy the entire universe. Medusa is his queen. She's super rad. Crystal's her sister.
Lockjaw is their teleporting dog, and I love that dog, who's currently hanging out with the current Ms. Marvel. But clearly that's going to tie into this whole cosmic thing, which brings us to Infinity War Part 2, where everything's going to die. And probably no one will be left standing because Thanos is going to kill them all. And that's that.
Oh.
I mean, they'll probably survive. They kind of beat him in the Infinity Gauntlet story, but that's not the point.
So, shall we go back and discuss Captain Marvel?
Yes.
Yes. Who wants
y'all
to start?
Y'all are up. I have no voice at this point.
Okay, Bria gets a vocal break. Captain Marvel is the movie I didn't think would happen. Because Kevin, is it Feige?
Feige? I don't know.
Head honcho over the MCU, was really making it sound for a while that a female-led film, just didn't make sense for them, which, got a lot of the internet to say, no, you just need to do it. I don't think Ms. Marvel or Captain Marvel happens without the extremely vocal and predominantly female voices begging for it from the Carol Corps.
I agree. I have not read Captain Marvel.
You will.
I will. I've said that I will read it. I've actually said I will read a comic. But I'm really glad they're making it into a movie because I'm much more likely to become a fan of something if they make it into a movie, as far as comics are concerned. Sorry, comics fans. That's how I work. But they've been very reticent to just have a movie with a female lead, and they've talked about it a lot. And a lot of people thought it was going to be Black Widow. It's kind of weird that they're not having a Black Widow movie. I would like for them to have both. You know, more than one would be nice. But we'll be happy with one.
Yeah, I think of all of the movies on this roadmap through 2019, Captain Marvel is the one that fans most willed into existence. And Carol Danvers has always been a cool character, but I don't think it happens without the extremely successful relaunch
Kelly Sue DeConnick?
Yeah. Under Kelly Sue DeConnick's watchful and excellent writing hand.
I will say, though, not to sound like the wet rag, but it's been very successful in getting people to talk about the book. However, the sales numbers could use a little bit of help.
Go buy it, people.
Vote with your dollars, because otherwise we have bad things happen, like what happened to the She-Hulk book, where it was a great book and it got canceled.
Yep, go buy it and tell your dude friends who think it's not for them that they need to read it too, because what's not to like about Kelly's or about Captain Marvel punching dinosaurs and crap?
She has a cat named Chewie.
She has a cat named Chewie. And she's a closet Star Wars nerd. It's amazing.
That's actually brings up a point that there's a article on 1138 recently about the Servants of the Empire book, the new Young Reader series with Zare, who is on Rebels. And basically the argument being that books and other types of entertainment and media that star women or people of color are scrutinized a lot more than other types of media. And for example, if this book doesn't do very well, there's people in charge who might look at that and say, oh, well, it didn't do well because it's got a black main character, so let's not do that anymore. Whereas if you have a book that doesn't sell well, that's got a white dude in the main part,
they'll come up with all sorts of excuses as to why it didn't do well.
Yeah.
Which is also why, as a little aside, you should all go and buy the
Storm book right now, which is having god-awful sales numbers for some reason I can't possibly fathom. You should take a look at the Elektra book, which is really good, and I'm not even someone who necessarily likes Elektra. I would say go buy Ms. Marvel. It's not having sales issues. It's just really, really good. And this hurts me because it's Greg Land, but read the Spider-Man Woman book. Read the Spider-Woman book.
Greg Land, no.
What? I have no idea how much it's going to physically pain me to buy that book with the Greg Land art.
Of all the artists, why did it have to be Greg Land?
We did something. We must have.
What did we do to anger the comic gods?
I don't know. All I did was vote with my dollars and said, here, you have female-led books. Take my money. Take it all.
But the point being is that we still, unfortunately, live in a world where books and movies and entertainment, any type of entertainment with a female main character is considered for women. And if it doesn't do well, then that's because guys don't want to see things with women in the lead. But, you know, women have no problem going to see movies like The Avengers that have mostly male characters and, you know, two leading female characters in it.
Guys, I am telling you right now, broaden your damn horizons. Go pick up the first trade of Captain Marvel. It is stellar. Go pick up Ms. Marvel. Also stellar. Come on, go grab Storm. These are great comics that you're missing out on because for some reason you think that a woman-led comic isn't comic-y enough for you.
Well, and it's not necessarily guys' fault because that's what they're told. If that's what you're told from the time you're a child, and that's why I get so angry about people saying, "Oh, Frozen's for girls," because then that's what you're going to think, and you're going to grow up, and you know, a little boy's going to wear a Sven and Olaf shirt to school, and kids are going to make fun of him for liking Frozen because Frozen's for girls. And that actually happened to someone I know and their child. So yeah, that's why screaming about diversity matters, because people have said they want this movie. They want they want Black Panther. They want Captain Marvel. They want more representation and diversity. And we are now getting it. So,
go ahead.
Nope, go ahead.
I say, and tying into that, this is not just limit itself to the films of Marvel. Wonder Woman's going to be coming out the year before Captain Marvel hits theaters. So I personally don't give a rat's ass about DC, but go to the theater, go see Wonder Woman. Just put your butts in the seats and sell those tickets, or otherwise people will assume that failed. Go see Captain Marvel in the movie theaters. Heck, go see it multiple times in the movie theaters. And then as far as television goes, Marvel is currently developing and has in production four series that they're doing on Netflix. So they've got Daredevil that they're working on right now. They're going to be doing Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist. You absolutely want to watch these series. And you especially want to watch the Jessica Jones ones, because these are all going to tie together. And Marvel Knight street level stuff is awesome. Like, absolutely awesome. And I'm hoping that if this succeeds enough, they'll actually get to see one of my favorite characters who I don't think will make it into the MCU otherwise. And if we don't get Maya Lopez on the screen at some point, I might possibly cry. But just, you have to vote with your dollars. You have to go and put your butt where your mouth is, money where your mouth is. Wow, that sentence got away from me. Just get your butts into the theaters and go see these things, because otherwise it does not work. Because movie execs are dumb.
And another movie that just came out recently that we all saw was Big Hero 6.
Another Marvel property, but not produced by Marvel Studios. This is from Disney Animation, a very resurgent Disney Animation.
And we're bringing it up because it's full of diversity. It's got a diverse cast of characters and voice actors playing those roles. And it's just a great movie all around. And I sat there after watching trailer after trailer after trailer after trailer with male characters and only a token female, if at all. And thinking to myself, this is why I don't go to movies that much anymore, is because that's all there was. And it was just kind of hits me over the head lately, especially when you see the trailers. And then this movie comes on and it's actually got two female characters in the movie who are both part of the team. And I'm like, wait, there's not just one girl on the team, there's two girls? And still, they're outnumbered. But the fact that there's two and not one was made me really happy. And I said, that's kind of sad that it made me so happy, but that's the way things are. And that's what we have to deal with. So yeah, I really enjoyed Big Hero 6 and really appreciated it.
Bria, your thoughts on Big Hero 6?
It was really fun. Doesn't have too much to do with the comic originally.
No,
which
it's
I didn't...
very loosely based
no,
on it.
No, yeah. I mean, if it was, everyone would have been Japanese and it would have all taken place in Tokyo, not San Francisco. I can't say that was straight.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Yeah. It was very good. I do love that we got to see there was, you know, just one white guy on the team. One. Yeah, that's incredible. I do wish that Honey Lemon had been a little bit more obviously Hispanic. As I've seen a lot of people making, you know, the visual jokes about her looking too much like Rapunzel. but I mean, I love that we got her. I love that we got Gogo. I mean, Wasabi, all of them were really, really great. I mean, our main character, him and his brother were biracial. That's incredible.
You
very
never
rarely
get to see that in entertainment.
Very rarely. And if it's any indication of like of how obviously his brother, like both of them looked biracial. I was at a party with some of my friends about a week later and we were looking. Also, we all looked up at our one friend who was half Asian and we're like, oh, my God. did they base Tadashi off of you? Like, it was absolutely uncanny. So it's really cool that people who, you know, whereas people of color frequently have trouble being able to see themselves up in the characters, it's even more difficult for people who happen to be biracial to see themselves up there in characters. So it was wonderful in terms of diversity, and it was a really, really great story. It was great. It was fun. There were tears at points, and other times it made you laugh.
The movie just had so much heart, and you see what Pixar's done lately, and you see what Disney Animation's done lately, and you wonder if maybe John Lasseter was the heart that was driving Pixar. It was a really touching story. Funny, sad. It had all of those great hallmarks. And yeah, I'm with you. It was just wonderful seeing biracial characters on screen. That was a movie I needed to see when I was 9 or 10. Because I've never gotten to see myself on screen like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our quick review of Big Hero 6. Go see it. It's quite good. For those of you who went to see Interstellar instead, go give Big Hero 6 a go.
Yes.
And stay after the credits.
Yes, do not leave.
Yeah, don't leave. Seriously. Don't leave. You don't want to.
It's one of my favorite post-credit things that has ever happened.
Oh, did you guys see that thing that was going around Tumblr today with Fred and the letter?
No, I haven't seen it.
I saw something about it, but it wouldn't pull up on my phone.
It was like a in-universe letter, and I believe it's official from Disney. Where someone is recommending that Fred get to be the mascot for the big fancy science school that everyone else goes to. Fred is not very good at science stuff. He's good at wearing a monster suit and being a giant nerd. But he's not very good at, you know, making things blow up or elements or stuff like that. But anyways, you know, it's someone, like, you know, it's really odd for, you know, us to recommend an English major to go be the mascot for you guys. But, you know, he's really enthusiastic and I think it'd be a great job. Signed, R. Richards.
No.
Yep.
No way. That's awesome.
Yep.
That's funny.
Oh, Reed Richards. That's great. I love it.
The only time we'll get to see Reed in the MCU.
Oh. So, yep, that's what Marvel's been up to, what their roadmap looks like. I'm very excited.
Yeah, me too.
Now if only we knew what the heck Star Wars was doing.
Yep.
gee, we've got this 5-year plan for Marvel, but we still don't know who's playing what in The Force Awakens.
True, but so far at least Star Wars has more female characters and they're not being jerks to us like they were with the Ant-Man film and Wasp.
Fridged.
Uh-oh. Ugh.
Still so much anger about that. So much anger. Could have gone a woman of color in a leading role, but no. No.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Makes me angry, though.
And that's
I wanted my Asian Janet. That's all I needed. But no.
Who did you want to play Captain Marvel?
Deacon Lachman. She's amazing. Sierra, she's gorgeous. She's fabulous. Dollhouse.
Oh, I'd love that.
And Grace Park is Spider-Woman. Grace Park as Jessica Drew would be amazing.
Shut up and take my money.
I don't think it's going to happen now, though, tragically.
I know. Bummer.
Mm-hmm. Well, because Marissa and Jed used her in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, crap.
I know. I'm hoping we'll just be like, yo, clone, ha! But probably not.
Life model decoy. It's okay.
Maybe she can be an Inhuman. She can be Medusa. I don't know.
We'll see. But that's going to wrap it up for us today. That was a lovely look at what we've got coming from Marvel. I'm excited for the future of that particular franchise. But on that note, it's time to say goodbye. Hey, Bria, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Twitter at ChaosBria, or you can find me at my geek fashion blog, WhiteHotRoom.com.
Excellent. All right. This episode of Tashi Station Radio has been brought to you in part by Her Universe and Audible.com. Check out the links on the blog. Help us keep the lights running. On Twitter, where you can find us with the handles Tashi_Station. That's the official show account. Nancy is Nancy Pants, Nancy with an I. I'm Lane Winry, LaneWinree. On Facebook, we're the Tashi Station Network. We're available on the iTunes Store and Stitcher. If you like what you hear, please do leave a review. That does help us grow the show. You can find our columns and news at Tashi-Station.net. Won't catch you next week, but we'll be back the week after. So long, everyone.
Bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by Majestic Giraffe Productions and is the official podcast of TashiStation.net. All Star Wars names, music, and logos are property of their respective trademark and copyright holders. Tashi Station Radio is not endorsed by Lucasfilm or any division of the company. Now go pick up some power converters.